Conversation 2.
Scenario: a 6-year-old boy, Stephen, has just been diagnosed with asthma. His mother, Gina, doesn't completely understand the doctor's explanation and asks the nurse about his condition.
So, I think the doctor explained everything to you both, but was everything clear? Do you have any questions?
Well, there was a lot to take in. She said Stephen needs to use an inhaler. Will that cure him?
I'm afraid there's no cure for asthma, but the inhaler will help control the symptoms. I see the doctor has prescribed a corticosteroid inhaler. Stephen will probably need to use it every day, but you'll find it's very effective in relieving the symptoms.
Right. And she mentioned something about triggers.
Yes. He'll need to avoid certain things that might bring on an attack. That's usually things like house dust, pet hair, pollens, but also tobacco smoke and air pollution. We'll do some tests to see if we can identify any allergens that might trigger Stephen's asthma.
Is this something that he'll have forever? I heard that people sometimes, you know, die of asthma.
Well, the symptoms vary in severity and frequency from person to person. It's true it can be fatal, but that's usually in adults. Asthma's very common among children and has a very low fatality rate. Actually, a lot of children grow out of it, but even as an adult, it can come back again. That's why it's important for Stephen to learn how to manage the condition. Is there any history of asthma in your family?
No, never had anything like it.
So, do you feel more comfortable about showing Stephen how to use the inhaler now?
I think so. He holds it like this, right?
That's right. I just want to be sure I've explained things clearly. To make sure I did, can you tell me in your own words what you'll do when Stephen needs to use his inhaler?
Yeah, okay. So first I have to shake it 3 or 4 times and just check it's working. Then